That is the sound of Kool & the Gang. And the title of the song is Wild and Peaceful. Tell you, peace is what we need. Yes, we do. And I tell you, it is in our best interest, each person's best interest, to do what we can within our own power to experience peace. And I mean it when I say one of the ways that we can help increase the chances of experiencing greater peace is by getting our proper rest. Remember what I've shared with you before, too. The experts let us know that by being continually sleep-deprived, we can get cranky, irritable. And think about what they just said. Now, depressed. How many depressed people do you know who also experience peace? Yes, this may sound simple, but this is significant. Do what we can to increase our experience of peace by getting our proper sleep. Now, I mentioned that there are steps that we can take to do that. And one of them may be a little simpler than meets the mind, but at the same time, I'm going to admit, it may be a little complicated. But I think the key to it will be taking the complication out of the mix, taking that out of the equation, and maybe, I will say this, saving some money, you know, instead of eating out as much as we do. Or maybe some of the other things that we do that can really be taken off the plate. They cost money, and maybe they can be taken off the plate, even if only temporarily, to give us time to save up the money to do what I think would be so beneficial, and that is build a better bedroom. So let me let you hear from the National Sleep Foundation again on that matter. And I tell you what, again, I know that sometimes we can, well, unintentionally complicate matters. I really, really want us to think about this. Don't get caught up by, well, that's going to cost money, or this is going to be difficult to do. Don't go there. Think about this. There are other things that you've needed to do that were challenging also, but you got it done. All right, so check this out.
We spend about a third of our lives in bed, but why aren't we getting the rest we need? It might have something to do with your room. So let's build a better bedroom. I'm Natalie Dadovich from the National Sleep Foundation. Your bedroom should be a sanctuary of calm and peace. Here are some simple tips to create a space that will help you sleep easier. First, let's start with the lights. An ideal sleeping space is dark, nearly pitch black. That means no light from lamps, other buildings outside, or the TV, phone, or tablet. Heavy curtains and blackout shades can help if you've got lights outside your windows. Keep your electronics outside of the bedroom entirely if possible. Second, decorate with colors and items you love. This is your space. Make it an inviting area you look forward to spending time in. Keeping this room clean and uncluttered can also help you to sleep better. And sorry to say, that includes making your bed every morning. Third, keep your room cool. When we sleep, our body temperature actually gets a bit lower. A cool room will signal that temperature change and help your body make the transition from wakefulness to sleep. Typically, anywhere from 60 to 67 degrees is best. Fourth, Choose bedding that's most comfortable to you. Some people like a firm mattress, while others prefer a softer surface. Same goes for pillows, sheets, and blankets. There are so many options, and it may take a little time to figure out what works best for you. But comfort is key. Your comfort. Number 5 is quiet. Limit noises and distractions that might wake you up. This is another reason to keep TVs out of the bedroom. To block outside noise, use a fan, air conditioner, or white noise machine to create a constant background sound. Some types of music or soothing audio can help too. Finally, certain scents have been shown to help relaxation and boost mood. Lavender, the most popular, may lower heart rate and blood pressure, while scents like citrus or mint can be invigorating for the morning. So look for air fresheners, sprays, or essential oils you enjoy. There's no better way to end a long day than going to bed in a room built just for you. And that will lead to better mornings and days for many years to come. For more information on sleep health, visit sleep.org.
Did you notice that she said, have your bedroom clean and uncluttered? Clean and uncluttered. There's a difference between the two. You know that. Yes, we want it clean. Carpet or the floor, whatever it is, wood floor, some kind of tile, whatever it is, we want it clean. We want dust off the nightstand. We want the phone clean. We want that room clean. And we want it uncluttered. No, you know, clothes, clean or dirty, thrown all over the place. Books scattered all over the place. Trash thrown in the corner. No, we want that room clean and uncluttered. It can help the brain begin to rest and relax even before your head hits the pillow. All right. More about sleep when I come back.